SBS عربي 24.
So this role is quite unique, Salim. It's the only role its kind in Australia. It's selected on an annual basis, and it essentially gives young people of Australia a platform to be able to speak up about the issues they care about, to be able to have direct access to our leaders here in Australia, and also represent their views on the international stage. We're finding at the moment in Australia in particular that young people are actually quite disengaged with politics. There's a lot of distrust between sort of our political leaders and our young people, and they're not seeing their values and their ideas reflected in decision making. So I think a program like this is more important than ever in bridging that divide and showing that young people and our leaders can work collaboratively together.
Before we proceed with that, can you tell us about how this program is funded? How can people actually support you in this role?
This role, the funding is quite interesting. So this role is a partnership between the Department of Foreign Affairs and a non-profit organization called UN Youth Australia, which is a subsidiary organization of the UN for young people. Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs will fund the New York component of the program, but the tour of Australia, which happens for 6 months at the beginning of the year, we have to fully fund ourselves.
Now let's go to the details. And you are actually an Australian of Arab background. What's the importance of being in such a situation where you are selected for this role?
I think, you know, it's something I thought about a lot, and it's a great honour. I mean, of course, it's difficult when you're in a foreign country to be able to break through some of the barriers that inherently exist, especially in a Western country. And I recognise, you know, that it's quite a unique situation for someone of my background to be in this role. I have the privilege of sort of being the ambassador of not only Australia, but of Egypt as well, which is quite a nice thing, I think. And I think the real importance of it, though, is being able to show other young Arabic Australians or any young Arabic person living in a Western country that something like this is possible, and you can aspire to whatever you'd like, and you should be ambitious. And people will help you along the way to achieve your dreams, and you don't let anyone sort of get in the way of that.
But on the other hand, of course, you have a responsibility to be, let's say, an ambassador to represent Australia and even Egypt and other Arab countries. But what's your vision for that role?
So my vision is a few things. So the role has been going for 20 years, and every year we've had a better idea of what the issues and what the problems are among young people. But what we haven't looked at as much is the solutions that they have to offer and the ideas that they have of solving some of these problems. So I really want to focus this year's program on the future. I want to focus on what kind of a future young people want to build together, what that future looks like, what we can do now, and what measures we can put in place now to build that future together, and what ideas and solutions young people have for some of the great problems of today. I think young people have a unique and different way of looking at a lot of these problems, and I think that leaders could really benefit and value from hearing what young people have to say, whether it's climate change or economic inequality or discrimination, any of these issues. Young people have a fresh take on how to tackle those problems, and I think we'll try and bring them into the conversation this year. I also would love to make this program more accessible for disadvantaged young people in Australia. So that's, you know, any young person who's living in perhaps a rural community, doesn't have access to opportunities, a young person with disabilities, young Indigenous Australians, young people from refugee or migrant backgrounds. I think it's so important that we use this platform to give a voice to the young people who may not have one.
What about the migrant youth or young people, especially those who come from, let's say, war zones like Iraq, Syria, other countries worldwide? So is there any actual areas of interest for you to focus on?
Well, of course, as part of, you know, trying to make this more accessible to a diverse range of young people, included in that group will be young people that come from refugee migrant backgrounds, from war zones, from, you know, people who are asylum seekers. And I think for me, it's so, so important to be able to go out to organizations who are working with those young people and to run consultations and workshops with them and have them participate in this program, because it's a wonderful chance to be able to hear what they have to say, what issues they care about, and then to represent those ideas and those issues to our leaders here. You know, we're talking about some of the most vulnerable members of society, and I think it's so important that something like this is accessible to those people, and something like this can help those people to share what is most important to them with our leaders.
Finally, Karim, of course, there's a message you'd like to say, to convey to the Australians. Is there any particular message you'd like to pronounce through our channel?
Sure. I think my message would be, don't ever let your ethnic background get in the way of achieving what you want to do. There are some wonderful people who will help you along the way, and wear your Arabic heritage with pride. We have some of the oldest cultures and most sophisticated cultures in the world. And whether we like it or not, we are ambassadors of our home country in our Western countries as well. And so our actions will reflect that country and its people. So my message would be, show all the people in your Western country how wonderful your home country is and how wonderful the people are through your actions.
استمتعوا بمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.